So I need some input from males. Because I think I might actually be, I'm being a little bit harsh to a guy friend of mine. He called me the other day because he's got dating problems.
This is not a romantic involvement. It's just a friend.
No, it's a buddy of mine who, he's been through some rough stuff. Like, his wife just cleaned out their house one day and left. You know, like, no warning or anything.
At least she left it clean.
Yeah, I mean, hey, she took everything. But so he's trying to put his life back together, and he started dating this girl, and he's telling me all about her. He's all excited. And it was just her birthday, and he went all out, and he got her a pair of concert tickets. Like, they were going to go see some show. Well, he thought they would go see some show together. She took the tickets.
And went with somebody else?
And took a friend.
No!
And I told him, I'm like, this is it. You're done. Like, this girl, she is not into you. And he's fighting me tooth and nail. No, I didn't make it clear that it was for... Oh. Like, that's totally understood, right?
Yeah, he's on the rebound, and he's completely delusional right now.
She's so nice, though. Is she? Is she that nice? Because she took a friend of hers on your dime to go see this show. Yeah.
Is he ugly?
Yeah.
That's why.
I mean, he's not bad. Look at he got a little extra poundage. Which, yeah,
that's
I mean,
it.
I'm.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Fluffy's
that's
all
the,
good.
That's the only thing. If he was hot, she would have gone
Thank
with him.
Thank you. Can I, as the guy who has been in this situation the most often and the most recently, step up and say, oh man, you got to. Come on, man.
Right?
Yeah.
You got friend zone. It's a classic friend zone.
You've been friend zone.
Yeah.
You've been as friend the zone. President of the friend zone. I can tell you honestly.
Welcome into your
welcome,
club.
Welcome to the friend zone, my friend.
And when I told, I said, like, and I did, I said, dude, she's just not into you. No, you don't know. We talk all the time. I go,
yep,
you talk. Mm-hmm. She coming over? You guys going out? Like, well, no, we don't see each other that much. Mm.
Yeah. Give him Patrick's number.
Well, then he tried.
He'll tell him.
He also tried to say, like, well, no, not everybody thinks the way you do. Maybe it wasn't implied. When I bought the tickets, I should have told her they were for us. And I said, how many excuses are you going to bring to the friend zone?
He's doing exactly what a lot of women do in, like, abusive relationships. They start blaming themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing.
Right.
He's blaming himself for something that someone else obviously did that was wrong.
Because here inside the friend zone.
Here, Patrick, pick up the guitar.
There is no touching.
Just get the guitar and let's make this
a lot
moment.
Of talking.
Yeah, let's make this moment real. You have to. Come on. He's grabbing the guitar. You make up some of the best songs completely off the cuff, and it's going to be fantastic.
I've got some bad news for you. I don't think that she likes you. You are just a friend. Yeah, just a friend.
Just a friend.
Welcome to the friend zone. Here there is no touching, just an awful lot of talking. And sometimes we hang out and eat ice cream and stuff like that. But yeah, she's really not that into you. And you just need to accept it and move on. Trust me, I know no one's been here more than me. But sometimes you can get out of the friend zone. No, that's a lie. Get out of the friend zone. Don't even try. You need to go find another girl and hope that you don't end up in the friend zone next time.
There you go.
We recorded that. Can you just send that to him?
Yes.
Say,
that'll work.
Here you go. Here's your answer.
Big D.